This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
KYW Original Podcast.
Your Philadelphia Eagles made a big move last night in the first round of the NFL draft. They selected Devontae Smith out of Alabama, a wide receiver, speedy Heisman Trophy winning wide receiver with the 10th overall pick. They traded up to the 10th from the 12th, jumping over the Giants and trading with the Cowboys. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, on the line to talk about this because I know he's excited. He tweeted last night after the pick, quote, "They got it right." Merrill, why did the Eagles get this one right?
Well, because they identified the great talent. That was easy to do, but as the draft went on, it appeared that it was going to be unlikely. Dallas wanted a corner. So because Dallas was unable to get the two first-round corners, the two who were anticipated to go in the first round, they went with a trade. The Eagles jumped up ahead of the Giants, who surely would have taken Devontae Smith. Cowboys traded with the Eagles. They moved back. Eagles moved into the 10th spot, and they grabbed Devontae Smith. And I couldn't be more excited. He is a tremendous football player.
What do you like about Devontae Smith?
Everything. He's got speed. He's got great hands. He is considered the best route runner among all of the wide receivers. He's a very quiet, humble guy. He lets his play, his talent, do his talking. But I think he is going to be a sensational fit for this team. You know, Jalen Reagor had his problems last year, primarily with injuries. But assuming that he comes back healthy, I think with Smith on one side, Reagor on the other side, and I'm a big fan of Greg Ward, who always gets open, always catches everything. And suddenly, you look at the Eagles, and they have depth. They have guys like Travis Fulgham, who played well last year. They have a couple of young players who were rookies last year, Quez Watkins, John Hightower. Suddenly, the wide receiver room gets very, very deep.
It's not only that. How helpful do you think it's going to be, Merrill, that Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts are very familiar with one another?
Well, I think it's helpful. I think I'm sure that the Eagles asked Jalen Hurts about his former Alabama teammate. But I think that after training camp, preseason game, quarterbacks and wide receivers get an opportunity to gel together in the NFL. But I don't think that's a major factor. But it's just one more minor plus.
How much better was the pick of Devontae Smith at number 10, knowing that the Eagles went from 12 to 10, trading with the Cowboys, jumping the Giants, who were expected to select Smith at 11?
Well, it's great. You love to see the Eagles take advantage of another team in the division. People say, well, it's weird that the Cowboys would do business with the Eagles in the same division. But that has happened before between these two teams. And so they did it for their own benefit because they moved back and they still got a great football player, a great linebacker in Penn State's Micah Parsons. So it was a move that benefited both teams.
Now, while you're very excited about Devontae Smith, and I get a sense that the majority, if not all, of the fan base is excited about Devontae Smith, the one thing that is brought up that may be a negative is his size. How concerned are you, Merrill, about Devontae's size? He's 6 foot. The Eagles are listing him at 170 pounds, as well as his ability versus press man coverage.
Don't worry about that at all. He's, as I said, he's a great route runner. I've watched him a lot at Alabama. Nobody ever seems to get a clean shot at him. And he's a very wiry guy. And I'm sure he'll do some work and get a little bit bigger. But look, there have been small wide receivers in the past, slight wide receivers. I mean, look, DeSean Jackson late in his career had a lot of injuries that limited him and put him down and put him out of action during the last stay with the Eagles. But early in his career, he was a great game breaker, and he wasn't any heavier than DeVonta Smith.
9 more picks to go, assuming that Howie doesn't trade any, and that's very unlikely. He probably will. But as of now, 9 more picks to go. Next up, number 37 tonight, and then number 70. What are you expecting the Eagles to do? What do you hope happens?
Well, I still think there is a corner, a defensive back in the Eagles' future. I'd like it to be, if he's still there when they draft in the second round, Asante Samuel Jr. He could be very interesting to watch. We know what a ball hawk his dad was, and he had a fine career too in college. So I think that he's somebody to watch. They also have to address the pass rush. They also have to address the offensive line. So there are a lot of names out there that will be very, very tempting if they're there.
Should be very interesting and exciting. Merrill,
One other one I want to throw out there. While we're thinking about it, and I'm talking about a late round, this will be a day 3 pick. But don't forget, the Eagles lost one of the leading punters in the National Football League in Cam Johnston in free agency. So it wouldn't surprise me if for the first time in a long time, they used a late round pick on a punter.
When was the last time that happened?
Oh, boy, you're talking about years ago. Years ago, they went for a punter. I think there was somebody named Pumpy Tudors.
Okay. All right. Well, it should be very interesting and exciting. There are 9 picks to go. Merrill, I appreciate your insight. DeVonta Smith is a very exciting addition for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I look forward to, Merrill, it's only April. September can't get here quickly enough. I look forward to hearing your first DeVonta Smith touchdown call this season. Thanks for
Can't wait. Can't wait to make it. It will be a great thrill.
It will. That's the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.